Proclamation number 7448, dated the November 6th, 1959. God demands deliberation. Don't close your hearts when you hear my call, but listen to what I want to say to you. Take account of yourselves and you'll know what you are lacking if you have not yet come alive, so that my spirit can teach you from within. You all could be imbued by my spirit because the spark of my divine Father spirit rests within you, within every human being, irrespective of whether it is kindled or left to die down. It is within you and only requires a small glimmer of love to ignite and become a bright flame. Have you already given this spark in you the opportunity to ignite? Then it should also spread a small light, and in this faint gleam of light you would recognize things which would not have been visible to you before. I speak to those who are still living in spiritual darkness, who do not know the correlations which motivate your God and Father to give you knowledge through His Spirit. I speak to those who do not think. For serious deliberation would have to give rise to doubts and questions in you, since your spirit is still dark and you have not yet kindled the light within yourselves. But do you reflect on this? Consider the inadequate spiritual state of those who, without doubt, believe themselves to be at the top and yet are so blind that they cannot be leaders. Consider whether a God and Creator, who is love, wisdom and omnipotence in Himself, would disregard that everything which should testify of Him reveals love, wisdom and omnipotence. And where do you find love, wisdom and omnipotence in the religious doctrines offered to you which are spoilt or purely human teachings? You need only think about it more deeply and you would come to the sudden realization that the Great Spirit of Eternity, the God of love and wisdom, will not make such demands on you which ecclesiastical commandments specify. He solely requires you humans to fulfill the commandments of love for God and your neighbor. And just by meeting this requirement you will already receive light because you will then awaken the spiritual spark within you which will guide you into every truth. John 14:15-26. But where are you looking for truth? In distorted spiritual knowledge, in misguided teachings and in doctrines which distinctly demonstrate spiritual coercion, even though I only ever take notice of people's free will, because the human being can only attain perfection through free will. Have you ever considered that all these doctrines and humanly decreed commandments prevent people from attaining beatitude? That they usually defer the only divine commandments of love towards God and other people for the sake of these humanly decreed laws and still believe in living in accordance with divine will on earth? Have you ever thought about the spiritual decline that can occur and has already occurred in people who do not think for themselves and do not form their own relationship with their God and Father so that He may instruct and guide them? Why do you always make a human establishment more important which cannot claim to be the church founded by Jesus Christ? There are, in fact, people with a living faith amongst you, whose spirits have been awakened and who thus belong to His church, but the church founded by Jesus Himself does not consist of an organization which is a distinctly human establishment. It is the community of true believers, who can indeed be found in all organizations but whose premises are entirely different than you believe. And if you live with love then the Spirit within you will also instruct you, and clear-sightedly and quick of hearing you will observe everything which you still defend and adhere to while you are still unenlightened. Roman 1. However, as your God and Father, only judge a person by his inner state, by his life of love, by his realization. But the human being himself should not oppose the light when it is given to him. He should be pleased and willing to ignite the flame of life for his soul himself. Since my love always approaches you in the form of a light, because only light beautifies, and because truth alone is the light of eternity, and truth only ever originates from me myself, who is truth since eternity. Amen.